So because we want to be happy all the time and we never want to suffer, we hope things will go well. But we're worried they won't. So, in short, we are anxious in the face of uncertainty. Okay. We're just spending a little bit of time kind of analyzing this. You know, we know if we feel anxious or worried, but we don't often examine it very deeply. We just think, I don't know, it's this thing. But we're not really aware of our mental state and our relationship to our world and to events. So we're just going like slowly now, just trying to understand what all this is. And I think it will become a lot less scary. We'll certainly understand that actually, when we see the real nature and source of the anxiety we experience, then we'll have great confidence how to gain freedom from it. But if we never understand this, we're just always experiencing it without choice, feeling like there's no other option. You know, like I said at the beginning, how can we be free from anxiety? Look at our world. Look at the challenges in my life. Because we really feel like it's something out there that's causing these bad feelings in here. It's normally that's an unexamined assumption we make. And we believe it. But fortunately, it's not correct. And you'll understand why I say fortunately. Okay, so we become anxious in the face of uncertainty. But we should not, this is true. We could even say anxious in the face of uncertainty and adversity. But this is true, but that does not mean that the uncertainty in our life is the cause of the anxious feelings we experience. So our anxiety that arises within our mind, that unpeaceful, uncomfortable, unpleasant feeling, anxiety, worry, fear, like this. The anxiety that arises in our mind is not caused by the uncertainty. Normally, that's not what we think, and you can tell because like somebody say, why are you so stressed and worried? And we say, I just don't know if we're going to get that job at work or not. I don't know if we're going to make that sale. See, we're like saying, I feel this way because of that. This could go well or it could go wrong. It might go wrong. I'm worried that it won't work out. And it feels like the uncertainty that we're experiencing is the cause of the anxiety that we're feeling. But the uncertainty does not cause the anxiety. For example, it's not our lack of control over the outcome of who wins the basketball game or Dancing with the Stars. It's not our lack of control over who gets elected, like these kinds of things, you know, that we worry about. It's not that. So if it's not the uncertainty and our lack of control over external outcomes that's causing our bad feelings of anxiety, then what is? Those feelings of anxiety are inside our mind, not outside. Therefore, the cause is also inside, not outside. In a simple way, what we can say is our anxiety is caused by our own uncontrolled mind. Our uncontrolled mind. Anxiety is the experience of an uncontrolled mind. It's not the experience of a controlled mind. It's not. Therefore, when you bring together an uncontrolled mind and uncertainty and adversity, you're probably going to get anxiety. It's a little equation. Uncontrolled mind plus uncertainty equals anxiety. Anyway, you won't find that in the book. I am going to read the book in a minute. But you see what I mean. What uncontrolled mind in particular? I don't really have time to go into this a lot. But for example, when we're anxious about who's going to win a game, is this going to work out? I'm anxious about elections. I'm anxious about this. Is a lot of times it's our attachment to the fulfillment of our wishes. We'll come to that when I read the book in a minute. Okay, so mainly just understand now that the cause of the anxiety we experience is an uncontrolled mind. Therefore, anxiety, but it's happening in the face of adversity, so or uncertainty. So uncertainty is not the cause, but it's a condition. Okay? So in the face of adversity, we develop anxiety, but that anxiety is caused by our uncontrolled mind, not dealing well with the uncertainty. So therefore, we can say anxiety is a negative, unhelpful response to the uncertainty and adversity in our life. It's a negative, it's unhelpful mental response to the uncertainty and adversity in our life. Because it's a negative mind, an unpeaceful mind, it's necessarily uncomfortable, even painful. We can say anxiety is the inner problem of an unpeaceful mind. Anxiety is an inner problem. It's inside our mind. Its cause is inside our mind. What mind? An uncontrolled mind. Okay. Now we're really getting somewhere. Okay. Because therefore, if we understand this, we think, if we understand that anxiety is merely the problem of an uncontrolled mind, okay, it's merely, there are many ways to respond to inevitable uncertainty and adversity in our life. Okay? Anxiety just happens to be an unhelpful negative mental response to uncertainty and adversity. It's the response of an uncontrolled mind. We'll learn the response of a controlled mind later, after lunch. But right now, we're just seeing what is anxiety and what is the source of the anxiety we're feeling. Okay. Because then it becomes very clear how we can reduce and abandon it, and how it is possible. even in a world filled with many challenges, even in a personal life filled with many challenges. Because, therefore, to solve our anxiety problem, all we need to do is learn to control the one thing that we actually can. Our own mind. No one else can do this for us. It's not necessarily easy, but we can definitely do it. In fact, we've worked much harder for more difficult things in our life than simply learning to control our own mind.